His Majesty, with Her Majesty's concurrence, wishes for me to remain here in my existing post as the Kingdom of Kairos's senior spy. It makes particularly good sense in light of the fact that I'm also the man in charge of our domestic security and investigations. Given the potential for internal unrest, which the schism with the Church creates, this is scarcely the time for me to be taking my finger off that particular pulse. By the same token, they wish for Baron Shandir to retain his post in Emerald, and Sir Albert Justin to do the same thing in Chisholm. That, however, leaves a glaring vacancy which they're considering calling upon you to fill. You can't be serious, my lord, Narmon said. Wave Thunder cocked his head, raising one eyebrow, and Narmon shook his head. It's been less than 3 days since I swore fealty to Caleb, and less than 3 years since I attempted to have him assassinated. Whatever else he may be, Caleb is neither an idiot nor a fool. You're absolutely right, he isn't, Wave Thunder agreed. Nonetheless, he and Empress Charlian propose precisely what you were thinking about. The Empire will require an Imperial Spymaster, and you, Your Highness, have both the aptitude and the rank and authority to fill that post admirably. But only if Caleb can trust me, Narmon protested. First, His Majesty wouldn't have offered you the terms he offered you if he'd felt you'd be likely to betray him. You've just seen the sort of information upon which he based that assessment, and I assure you it wasn't a judgment which was arrived at lightly. Second, do you truly believe, given what you've just learned, that he would be unaware of any actions on your part if you should succumb to the temptation to plot against him? And third, Your Highness, Emperor Caleb and Empress Charlian, and I, for what it matters, believe you truly mean the things you've said about the Group of Four, Mother Church's corruption, and the inevitable consequences of the events Clintan and Trinair have set in motion. In short, we believe you have no reasonable motive to betray any trust the Crown might place in you, and every reason to support the Crown against Clintan and his cronies. You may rest assured that neither the Emperor nor the Empress is so foolish as to forget to keep an eye on you until they're certain their judgment is accurate, of course. But as the Emperor pointed out, after so many years of playing the great game, as I believe you've put it upon occasion, it's foolish to think you'll somehow be able to magically stop, however genuine your resolve to do so might be. That being the case, he prefers to channel your natural bent into a useful occupation, rather than letting it tempt you into some sort of mischief instead. Mischief, is it? Narmon repeated with a snort, and Wave Thunder shrugged. Actually, Your Highness, I believe his exact words to the Empress were, "We're never going to be able to shut that man's brain off, whatever we do. So the way I see it, either we find a way to make it work for us, or else we disconnect it and the head it lives in from the rest of his body. And that's so messy." Despite himself, Narmon sputtered with laughter. He could just see Caleb saying exactly that, even picture the glint in the Emperor's brown eyes. "And the fact is, he's got a point. I really do intend to behave myself, but even I'm not positive I'll be able to manage that. Yet even so..." "My lord," he said frankly, "I'm not at all certain His Majesty isn't making a very serious mistake here, and whatever I may think about it, I strongly suspect that certain of his own nobles aren't going to be any too enthralled by the notion of suddenly finding me in such a critical post. Despite all that, though, I have to confess I'm intrigued by the possibility. I realise it's come at you is something of a surprise," Wave Thunder said with generous understatement. "Obviously, it's something you're going to have to think about, and His Majesty realizes that. In fact, he recommends you discuss it with your wife. He and the Empress have a lively respect for her intelligence, and she undoubtedly knows you better than anyone else in the world, including, if you'll forgive me for pointing this out, yourself. See what she thinks about it before you give the Emperor your answer." Now that, my lord, Norman Bates said with total sincerity, sounds like a very good idea indeed.